when it was accounted to him for righteousness. Everything that you want on this earth, let's try a different concept to try to get this through. Our modern world is interesting in that everything revolves around money. Everything revolves around money. Today people understand the concept. Now money is also a human invention for exchange of goods. But almost every human being knows, if you have money in your bank, you can do lots of things. You could buy a car, a house, good food, or whatever. Money in the bank can be converted. Now, if somebody comes to you and says that they have credited your account, yes, your account in your name, legally, not illegally, legally, with $1 million, you would have realized, wow, he has not given you a capacity to get a lot of things. He has increased your capacity to buy things or to do good works if you so choose to do. What God did with Abraham is say, Abraham, because you believe me, all these things, now the whole planet Earth, what is the medium of exchange for this planet Earth? It's not money in God's sight. Righteousness. You have to look at righteousness as the medium of exchange for all things that you require in this life for your spirit, soul and body. Remember how we always say that money can't buy all these things? Money definitely can't buy all these things. Things like a happy home, happiness, joy, all those things. But you know what can buy it? If I can use the concept, please pardon me. Righteousness. See, prove it. In the Bible, doesn't it say, therefore being justified by faith, you have peace with God. You have love, you have joy. So if I can put it in a very, quote-unquote, very blunt and very raw way, right? Raw way. Righteousness is a medium of exchange for all that you require in this life, spirit, soul and body. If you receive a portion of righteousness, then that credit into your spiritual account entitles you to be able to inherit and possess some things on this earth. Just as in a carnal way, when you have $1 million in your bank account, it enables you to possess more quote-unquote material things. It cannot buy spiritual things. It cannot buy emotional things, although people try. It can buy only material things. The medium of exchange, the whole planet Earth, when God created, the medium of exchange is righteousness. That is why God told the Old Testament people, if you obey my law, you will be the head and not the tail. If you obey these laws, you will be blessed and not be cursed. Now, in the world, as Paul says in the book of Romans, there are Gentiles who never have the law and they keep God's law. By keeping God's law, God blessed them in the same way as He would have blessed the Israelites in the Old Testament. That is how the whole world today operates. Although people don't realize, they are knowingly or unknowingly keeping some of God's laws. Some of them just kept it by maybe somebody else teaching them those laws or understanding those laws. But righteousness is a medium of exchange. So when God told Abraham, Abraham, because you believe my word, I've credited into your account righteousness. Enough righteousness to possess as many descendants as you want. That's why it's accounted to him for righteousness. Now, let's progress on that concept and see here in the book of Romans, as it brings forth those concepts, and in chapter 5, he tells us here, in verse, looking at verse 15 onwards, 15 to 17. But the free gift is not like the offense. For by the one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man Jesus Christ abounded to many. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned, for the judgment which came from one offense resulted in condemnation, but the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. For by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. Notice, when you receive the gift of righteousness, you will reign in life in Christ Jesus. Notice that the gift of righteousness relates to the abundance of grace. Now let's look at the book of Hebrews, very briefly. The book of Hebrews, in the portion on Melchizedek. And speaking about Melchizedek as the king of righteousness, it says there in the book of Hebrews and chapter 7. Verse 2. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 2. It says here, to whom Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being translated king of righteousness, that's Melchizedek, and then also king of Salem, meaning king of peace. So Abraham relayed to him, and in other words, became a part of the blessings that flow from Melchizedek. Then he goes on to tell us here, about Jesus being the order of the priest of Melchizedek, which means that here Melchizedek is like a type of Jesus. He's the king of righteousness. And Jesus was like Melchizedek. He was the king of righteousness. He is righteousness personified. Therefore, he can bring the gift of righteousness upon our lives. Look back at the book of Romans. Look back at the book of Romans here. And in chapter 5 again, in verse 15, the free gift is not like the offense, for by the one means, one man's offense, many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. Now, what Paul was trying to say was that in the Old Testament, that righteousness was a medium of exchange and you got to receive that righteousness through the gift of God. And by keeping the law, you would achieve a certain realm of righteousness. But he says when Jesus Christ came, that whole concept of righteousness was now more evolved. Righteousness is now no more just works in Jesus. Righteousness now is a person. Is a person. Before Jesus came, it was just a concept of works. But when Jesus came, righteousness is now a person. A person. Now if righteousness is now a person, how does the gift of righteousness flow? When this person called righteousness comes into our lives and flows through us, you begin to possess it. Not really you, but the person of Jesus in you. So we began with righteousness as a medium of exchange. Now righteousness is a person. When you receive that person, he has become now your righteousness, my righteousness. He flows from us. Now let me bring back. Holiness is us coming into God deeper and deeper. Outer court, holy place, the most holy place. Righteousness is now God working outwards through our life. Righteousness is Him flowing out through you to do works. Again, remember the word works. So He's now flowing within us to do works. Which means that the righteousness concept is now different. If Jesus is now the beginning and the end of all righteousness, it empowers you to do more than the Old Testament. It is just like money is the medium of exchange in the world. The more money you have, the more things you can purchase in the world. But what happens if you read Mr. Money himself? Can you see the difference? Then, there is no end to the supply. There is no end to the supply. The only limit is what He works through you. And that's what Jesus has came. Now, let me give a few examples in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, very quickly. 1 Corinthians 15. Here is Paul acknowledging how he's working now from inside. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10. For by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I. I like to emphasize the word. Paul says, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. He's saying he does all those things, but not him, but the grace of God was working in him. There's something else flowing out on him in his life. Now, look at another example here in the book of Galatians when he talked about his apostleship and Peter's apostleship. He recognizes that it's God working in their life in the book of Galatians chapter 2. He says in verse 8, He who worked effectively in Peter for the apostleship to the circumcised also worked effectively in me toward the Gentiles. Says in verse 8. There is God working in him, through him. Look at Ephesians chapter 2 when he summarizes about the Christian life and the works that we are to do in this Christian life. In chapter 2, first he says, we are not like the Old Testament, we are dying to all the works. And in chapter 2 verse 8, by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, is the gift of God. Not of works. Not of works, he says, lest anyone should boast. But we are his workmanship created in Jesus Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. In other words, now there's something real. Thank you, Jesus. Imparted to your life so that you and I would have the works flowing. The something, like Paul says, it's not I, but something in him that is beginning to do the works in him. Now, having that concept, then we understand in Philippians chapter 1. He makes an interesting statement here. In Philippians chapter 1. Can I have a t-shirt? Thanks. Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. And oh, just grab any from the counter there. Thanks. Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. And Paul's prayer for them. Thank you. Philippians chapter 1. Paul's prayer for them. Let me get out of this mess here. Okay. Philippians chapter 1. Right. We can guarantee you that nothing goes, nothing stops, right? Rain, shine, thunder. Praise God. Yes. Philippians chapter 1. Verse 11. It says that, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God.